Maybe it's just.
No, it was up there and not here. Now it's here and not there. And one more time. It should have come up the right way around. I see on my computer before it actually appears up there.
There you go.
Just kidding. Carry on. All right. This is the beginning of the third meeting, the conceptual design meeting. Our agenda should be that we're opening the meeting. I have the minutes from the previous meeting are on the shared drive at this point. And we should each have a presentation to make. We have certain decisions to make, and we have 40 minutes total. It's 25 after 2 at the moment, so 40 minutes is 5 after 3, which I'm keeping on the clock for us. Okay. They're the decisions we have to turn to, but we'll come back to them in a minute after I take us to the minutes of the meeting. Right. As we remember, I opened the meeting before us were present. The meeting, the first meeting's minutes were reviewed and approved. Sarah, you presented a marketing research report, which pretty much represented that 15 to 35-year-olds has to be handheld, power channel volume, number keys, possibly speech recognition. And then Steph did the second presentation that those functions plus streamlining them with big user-friendly keys that were easy to use. I think all of us agreed with those things. Kate presented a working design of going over the basics on the whiteboard, that it should be a simple mass-produced device because of the 12.5 pence cost. But we did talk about possibly using rechargeable batteries and having a docking place as a selling point. And the new requirements that it would be for TV only, and that it include the slogan and the color of the corporate design be included. The corporate image. So we agree that the target market would be 1535 with more money and sense that we're decision makers. Alternatively, with the manufacturer to enclose it with the TV, but it still should meet those parameters. And the function, we agreed, was volume, power, numbers, enter, channels, a way to move between channels, easy to use and handheld. At that point, we agreed that Sarah would look at the current cost of competition, what it currently sell for, and Steph was going to look at ergonomics. Kate was going to look at cost and feasibility of the various possibilities that we discussed, and I was to type up these minutes and work on the final report. It was a fair presentation of what our last meeting was.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. So we're going to close that and go back to that one. Right. We're up to the point of the go back. The three presentations. So we're going to pull the plug on me and turn to Sarah. Is that okay?
I respond to either. No worries.
Okay.
Okay, first thing I want to address is one of the points that Florence brought up, which was current cost of the competition devices, similar to the ones that Stephanie showed us, and they're 20 to 60 euros, depending on branding. Some of them that have higher brand recognition are on the more expensive end, but I think that with the current price that we're searching for, we're well within, even on the lower end of the market. But I'm going to move on to more interesting, more vibrant things. So I investigated the remote control market in greater detail, and my the theme of what I was to work on was trend watch. And I know that you all are distanced from cutting edge marketing research, so you know, I'm just going to try to cloak it in really professional terms here. What's hot? Fruit and veg. Spongy. And this is all over the catwalks, Paris, Milan, and I'm talking about clothing, furniture, shoes. This is really interesting change from past years because it is much more organic. Some would say approachable. And I think if we're to refashion our view of what we want in a remote control, should perhaps think about incorporating technologically interesting fabrics and some of the bold colors into a simple handset. So I also did a little research on what, again, are the most important priorities in decision making about purchasing. Fancy. Functional is out. And the fancy, and that's exactly the term, I'm thinking polished, elegant, you know, kind of innovative but a cut above. This is twice as important as the next finding, which is technologically innovative. This is interesting because I think in the last meeting we were talking about technology as being so important, but maybe what's innovative is having it simple with technologically superior fabrics or you know, designed in interesting substances. Ease of use, again, pretty low. I mean, it's the top three, but each of the fancy and technologically innovative are far more important. So I think we should cloak the streamlined remote control device in a series of fruit-themed sleeves. Yeah, you know, exactly. I was thinking, though, that instead of having something like patterned, you know, so, you know, something similar to a summer dress that, you know, had like fruit and veg, is that we actually make these spongy. They could be, and initially I thought we could start with kind of fruit that would suit kind of a long handheld, so banana, pineapple, and pear. It could actually, the sleeve could take up a lot of the development, and the remote control, we just need to get reductionist on it. They could be interchangeable, they're spongy, that goes back to ergonomic, and the youngsters love them, fun for the whole family, everyone can have their own. So what we're talking about is changing this concept. Everyone has a TV remote, but then we add in the fact that they could each have their own individual fruit. That's what's hot on the catwalks. So this is my, this is what I'm thinking. Yeah, but I think I think what this would allow is perhaps a person in the family who had the most opinion about it. We all need a remote, but the person who was really perhaps active in personalizing, I'm thinking the teenager, the someone 15 to 35, would go out and get this additional thing the same way as you mentioned that people would get the cell phone covers.
So when your dad's sitting there overriding their decision, like, "No, we're gonna watch this again," they're gonna really be upset.
Yeah, and plus I think
Well, actually, some households do have three and four
yeah. Yeah.
TVs, and they would have
Yeah. So this is an idea, and I you know, this is exactly what the research has shown. So I really open this up to any other feedback. This spongy fruit and veg. Thanks. All right. I just have my ear to the market, guys. This is spongy, yes. Yeah. That would add. They are, and they would fulfill the first priority, which is fancy. I think many of us would associate those with fancy. Something else we could do is call it something that's fruit and veg oriented. We could call it a the name. Well, it would be a very simple product that would have a spongy sleeve that would be interchangeable. So that, you know, that might be. And then we could keep it titanium. Yeah, or smelly, scratchy. Well, I was really thinking a lot about the iMac kind of gel gem tone. It's hot on the streets, guys.
First of all, I'll talk about what possibilities we've got for the energy source. We can have the bog standard double O batteries in a replaceable little compartment. We can have a fan. Now, I'm afraid this is the options we've got on the case. It can be made of plastic rubber wood, if you like. And the nearest we've got to spongy there, I guess, is rubber, but I'm going to come back to the advantage of titanium. And basically, it can have a flat surface, a curved surface, or a double curved surface, but I think if we want to use standard components, we're going to have difficulty with anything much beyond that. Okay, what does the interface look like? Well, push button, that's the one we're all familiar with. We can have scroll buttons, and the scroll button can incorporate a push, so we can have it like on a mouse, where you can use it to go up and down, change volume or channel, something like that, and push to select something. You can have multiple scroll buttons. This is maybe getting a little bit complicated, but the technology is there. And we can also incorporate an LCD display in the mode, but this will increase the cost. The electronics actually makes the device work. We've basically got three: simple, regular, advanced, and the price goes up. If we want a nice cheap one, simple, then we can only have push buttons. All the other fancy interface designs go out the window, I'm afraid. Pay a little bit more for a regular chip, and you can have scroll buttons. If you want the advanced chip, it obviously costs more, but that's what you need if you want the LCD display. And the manufacturing division tell me that they have recently developed sample sensor, sample speaker devices now. I don't know what that is, but I think they think it's quite important, and we might want to incorporate it somewhere. Our real expertise is in push buttons, I have to say, but maybe you don't want to hold. And, well, I think we've got two options. We can either go for a really cheap model, keep all the costs down, which means a flat plastic case for an ordinary battery and simple push buttons, or we can have something that looks a bit nicer, I think. It won't necessarily look like a pineapple, but may or may not. But it could have an LCD screen, and it could have multiple scroll buttons, and it could have the company's new development of the sample sensing speaker. So, thank you.
That sounds good. Any idea? You mentioned that there would be a cost difference. Do you have any idea if the fancy model could be done in €12.50? Because, you know, I'm being quite serious when I say that the things I mentioned are hot, but I think the important thing might be to choose one. You know, if what you're telling me is some of these things aren't feasible, maybe we could do something about naming. We'd call it, you know, BlackBerry. That's
bear in mind, it has to be the colors and styles of the company. So what I've been thinking is something chunky and yellow and plastic.
All right. Well, let's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's before I heard about all this hot tech stuff.
But yeah, I'm trying to streamline mine a little bit. Yeah.
Shall we wait till
Yeah.
till I've showed you an extensive presentation on what sort of interfaces are available?
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you, Kate. You did seem to include just in more detail what I've got, though, so sometimes a bit pointless.
Oh, I think Florence resolved it by F8
Don't
again.
gather F8 again. Keep doing it until you get them both. You get it there, you get it yours, and out that one, and then you get it before. Should I do it again?
Maybe.
Yeah. Actually have a huge amount of different information in my canvas, just but my method was to look at the well my inspirations, which was a big collection of lots of different models of remote controls and other things that use a similar sort of thing, including MP3 players, like you know, hi-fi remotes, not just television, those things. And they think about the features of each ones, what functions they actually need, and then how to group and arrange these on the actual plastic or rubber handheld piece. I've been especially interested in their iPod-style scroll wheel, which, but I couldn't find the picture of the iPod only linked to a web browser, so I couldn't copy and paste it. But it had a similar thing to this thing on the right. It has scroll wheels without a display, but they scroll like a computer mouse. So I was thinking that a really simple interface with just a couple of scroll things on it, and then instead of a display could appear on the television screen, like I guess an existing Sky or cable one does. Like, you know, you press enter and it comes up with what's showing on that channel at the moment, and you can do
It's a duplication.
When you've got the screen there, it doesn't have to be anything fancy, just a little menu showing, yeah, a menu, go into a menu and it can have the different options where you want to change the settings, where the information about the program is on, the widget, put the next two packs into the engineer. But as for actually rendering, I'm gonna go back to the picture of the kitty one. And I quite like it, but it's just smooth on the handheld and it's got these easily reachable buttons quite nicely spaced out. So something a bit like that where buttons are arranged in a kind of circle.
You want scroll buttons in that as well?
I was thinking not actually scroll like a mouse scroll, but you know, can't quite describe it. I think right, see on the one on the right down at the bottom is the mouse, yeah, see where the mouse is, like this style thing, where you have up, down, left and right. And enter in the middle, so you click your menu and then the different options, and when you click on each one, you can go into the new menu for that and get a bit specific. Yeah. Maybe they'd have to use something to show you.
Nice thing is on, it's playing to all the strengths which are in push button technology.
To make it.
Oh, here we go.
Right. Oh, nice.
The iPod spinning is really complicated. It does scroll, but it is hugely complicated.
Wow.
Then terrible. But they all have this feature of this. It's not quite a scroll wheel, but
it's a selection.
It's a kind of selection in the circle, which I think is a really good idea.
Well, you can implement it in simple push buttons.
Yeah.
Which is much cheaper.
Like up, down, left, and right. Which is good. And then, yeah, so I mean, either channel up and down, volume up and down. Next appearing programs up and down. And then also, when you get into the different menus on the screen, it's got the things like settings and contrasts. So all you really need is these four buttons with the enter in the middle. Almost impossible to misplace or lose.
Do you think with it seems that you guys are quite keen on the plastic, perhaps something reminiscent of the child's remote. Do you think we could put it in a fruit color and have it abstract? You know, we could call it like a fruit name, but it would be a little bit more abstract.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just throwing out ideas. Yeah, I'm thinking maybe we need to be a little bit more abstract if the design constraints are so.
So something else I need to bring to your attention is, have you seen these on a remote? This is actually the volume up and down, but they both say V on them, which when you first look at it, you expect that to be the down, because it looks like a downward pointing arrow, but it's actually the V to indicate that it's the volume.
Mm-hmm.
So we do need to avoid little ambiguities like these.
Yeah.
Nice. Good point.
But we wouldn't have a specific volume up and down, but having this scroll wheel, then it's going to double up as all the other up and down functions.
Okay. Well, thank you all for all your presentations. We have about 10 minutes left, in which time we have to make some decisions on the remote.
I've used Kinetic in terms of watches, and it's very, very handy. You don't even notice that it's there.
I've never come across it before, but it sounds fantastic.
It's.
It could be really good economical. It would make the whole thing a lot lighter, more convenient.
It could tie in with the fanciful design as
It's really quite attractive
throw
as
the
well, isn't
banana,
it? Because it
just got to keep it moving.
Because it doesn't sound like seems to be used economic if it's at all possible. But it does depend how much
It costs.
I mean how much it costs and how much more development and research it needs.
Yeah.
And how much you do have to keep it moving.
Yeah.
And conscious of what you're doing economically, so that it's soundproof really.
But I could market that as
Do you exercise as well? You're watching it, maybe.
I was thinking actually a cost saver down the road in terms of battery, you know.
More environmentally friendly.
Yeah, that's it. Looking into
You know,
that.
kind of the
Thanks for your mind of 5 minutes per charge. The next thing they wanted us to do was look at chipboard print as a decision. Oh, right, okay. That's something I maybe should have covered. Chip-on print is just a manufacturing technique.
Oh.
And I would certainly recommend it, I think, because I'm not sure I have an alternative.
Okay.
It's
What
just the
about
way that
the way we progress
the
on
way it's going to uncoat onto the print, onto the circuit board, onto your printed board.
Oh, okay. What about the case? I think they're talking there about do we want wood, plastic, titanium, or rubber, and I think we've discussed not having titanium. One's too expensive, and second, it will do this double curves. We're sort of eliminating wood. You said plastic or rubber. What's the pleasure?
Well, if Sarah's keen on spongy feel, the rubber that you're talking about is the same as you have in those little stress balls.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm sold.
What about you?
I think it might need okay, a hard plastic inner shell with the actual delicate workings inside, and then a kind of spongy
Kind of like an internal egg.
cover.
Yes. Thick spongy cover, so it feels like the whole thing's spongy, but actually you're not damaging anything by
Plastic
squeezing
inside.
it.
Yeah.
Because I could just get
I'd
carried
need to
away
talk
in
to
the
the manufacturer
manufacturing
again
tech.
about whether that's actually possible, but I agree it sounds like a nice idea if it
You do
is.
get a bit carried away with things that are tactile, you sort of stroke them and
And with
touch them.
sports on television, you know. I
The
suppose.
part they want is the user interface concept. I'm sorry to push you, but we only have a couple minutes to finish with.
Then I'll just say I support either from a marketing point of view, I support either decision that the designers make on them.
Okay, and it says interface, what type and what supplements?
Just copy the one on the left. No, scroll. Well, four buttons. Up, down, left, and right, with enter in the middle, that will correspond to a menu on the screen.
Which I think technically is just push button, and I certainly support
Yeah,
that.
I'd
That
like
makes
push
us sound quite
buttons.
a lot, and it's something that we're the company of the next model.
So, push buttons.
Okay. That's that. This is going to sound weird, but the next meeting starts in 30 minutes. And we actually want a look and feel design, user interface design. You can look and see this as well as I can. Marketing, they want product
No,
No, we
information.
can't
It's
actually.
still plugged in online.
Oh my, I'm sorry.
That's why I was looking over your shoulder.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Missed that one. That's a lot of fun trying to get this thing to work. Ta-da.
Looks wonderful.
Yeah, I think the company of its next project should design a better overhead device that stretches
Yes,
immediately.
because I
sounds good.
Anything else we need to do? So that's the end of this meeting.
That's really all I got, guys.